Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Order U.S. forces to defend Taiwan.
You'll find out if it happens. And he understands the answer to that.
Why not say
this? Never even came up yesterday as a subject. He never brought it up. People were a little surprised at that. He never brought it up because he understands it. And he understands it very well.
Do you mind if I ask, when you say he understands, why not communicate that publicly to the rest of us? What does he understand?
I don't want to give away. I can't give away my secrets. I don't want to be one of these guys that tells you exactly what's going to happen if something happens. The other side knows, but I'm not somebody that tells you everything because you're asking me a question, but they understand what's going to happen. And he has openly said, and his people have openly said at meetings, we would never do anything while President Trump is president because they know the consequences.
So President Trump was on 60 Minutes, and he was being interviewed by, of course, Nora O'Donnell. And he keeps getting asked these questions by reporters. Are you going to strike this area? Are you going to take out this leader? And he keeps saying, why would I tell you that? And I wanted to ask our friend Jim Talent that question, former United States Senator from Missouri, congressman as well, and chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Senator Talent, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Always good to be on with you, Annie.
Thank you so much. So, have you heard these repeated questions to President Trump? I can't really remember. Joe Biden was never in front of the press to take questions like this. So I'd have to go back a little bit further, maybe to Obama. Is it customary for the press to ask these types of questions in a free press, First Amendment, of the commander in chief?
Well, I think the thrust of your question is this a fair question in context? And I have to tell you, Annie, I think it is for a lot of reasons. I mean, if there's going to be a flashpoint in the Indo-Pacific, it's Taiwan. And this implicates an actual policy of the United States of strategic ambiguity, which you probably read about. In other words, this goes back a long time that our presidents are never going to say outright that they will or they won't defend Taiwan. Now, when this developed, it was as much to send a signal to the Taiwanese as it was to China, because in the days when the United States was the dominant power in the Indo-Pacific militarily, which unfortunately we're not anymore, saying that we would defend Taiwan might have encouraged certain Taiwanese leaders to be very aggressive in their dealing with the mainland. That was a big deal in the W administration, for example. Now it's because we want the Chinese to wonder what we're going to do. So, and your precise question was, did they ask other presidents this? You know, I don't know that I recall it either, but I think in this context, I have to say it's a fair question.
And then do you believe, I feel like the press is there to ask whatever they want. And if they ask a question that the person they're asking it of feels it's unfair, then you kind of get a response the way President Trump is saying. It's like he'll say something usually like, now, why would I tell you that? And then the American people, the electorate, gets to decide if they appreciate that answer, if they want maybe the reporter to push a little bit more. Is the right response from President Trump to say, I'm not answering that question?
Yeah. Absolutely. It was a very artful response because, and I actually think, I don't think Trump minded the question. And her follow-up was, because the president volunteered, he said, you know, he understands what the answer to that would be. And I remembered that sentence in almost verbatim, because what Trump did was affirm, he's not changing the official policy of strategic ambiguity. If you Google that, you'll see there's a lot of back and forth about whether we ought to do that. There are a lot of people who I respect a lot and agree with a lot who thinks we should remove it and say we're going to defend Taiwan, given the threats that China represents. The president's maintaining that policy, but he's also maintaining it in the context of sending a very clear message to China not to do it. And remember, given the way Trump has operated, both in the first term and then in this one, when he says something like that, it has credibility. Mm. I mean, he said, Iran's not going to get a nuclear program, and by heaven, it didn't get a nuclear program. He told the Houthis, you got to stop attacking shipping, and when they didn't, we attacked. So I actually think all that exchange was they were fair questions by aggressive reporters, and I think the president answered it in a very artful way and might well have appreciated the chance to emphasize the message.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting perspective. Former United States Senator Jim Talent with us right now, talking about foreign policy as a whole. I want to shift to the Middle East. The president helped negotiate and shepherd a peace deal of sorts as a 20-something step program that he basically put the area on. Can you assess at this point in time how the confidence that you still have in that deal that has been negotiated by President Trump among all of these other countries?
I think it's an historical deal. I think it'll go down in history that way. It confirmed diplomatically the shift in the balance of power in the Middle East that is very good for American national interests and for the cause of peace, because the president, and this is the reason he got the agreement, this is the reason Hamas signed it, he lined up all the important, the Gulf states, but in addition, Qatar and Turkey and the Western Europeans. So Hamas had no choice but to sign. They had no choice but to give up their biggest leverage point over the Israelis, which was the living hostages. And it left Israel in possession of most of the Gaza Strip and the right to destroy the rest of Hamas's infrastructure if Hamas doesn't destroy it. And president's made clear, you know, they're going to be disarmed one way or the other. So it very strongly, it very much strengthened our position and Israel's position. Now, getting to an actual unified Palestinian state under reasonable leadership in Gaza is going to be a big lift. Mm. It's possible now. It would be the best possible outcome if we actually had a flourishing state in Gaza governed by, you know, non-aggressors, which obviously does not include Hamas. It's going to be hard to get there. I think the more likely result, which would still be better than it was a couple of years ago by a long shot, is that the Israelis remain in possession of their half of the Gaza Strip and reconstruct that. In other words, they administer it pretty much like they administer the rest of the West Bank. They'll have some figurehead, you know, maybe the PLO, although Netanyahu has said he doesn't want them, but I don't know who else he could get. But, you know, an official government, they will have some duties, and the Israelis will provide the security that will allow investment to flow in, and they can de-radicalize their part of the Gaza Strip. And that, I think, is a real possibility and even the most likely result, which would be great. And think of the contrast then that would remain, the little less than half that Hamas operates, which is going to continue to be miserable, and then the other half, which could well flourish under Israeli control. Hmm. Let's see what the kids in Colombia think about that, the ones who supposedly care about the Palestinians.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask you, there's a lot of speculation involved in a question like this, but if Mamdani wins in New York City, he's been very anti-Israel in the time that he's been out in the public. And I hear a lot of people talking about how dangerous that is. And I know that you have a lot of experience in a lot of different avenues that we love to tap in when we speak to you as a former senator, as a former congressman. Is it of concern to you that in 2025, New York City might be electing a professed socialist like Zohran Mamdani to lead the biggest city in our country?
Yeah, everything about it, it raises red flags, everything. And it's going to be very bad for New York. And New York is, you know, the health of New York matters to the rest of us because it's the financial center of the world. It might not be if this guy is as crazy as he seems to be and as far left as he seems to be. It's very bad for the Jewish community, as really for everybody. I greatly fear is going to flourish. City services are going to be neglected. The private schools, you know, that so many, or the magnet schools that so many New Yorkers have been able to go to and build a career on, going to be shut down. So it's bad for a whole lot of reasons. And the funny thing is, it's not going to affect anything in the Middle East. This is, I mentioned this before in the program, but all these protesters and demonstrators, you know, they say that they think they're on the right side of history. They're on the side of history that's going in the dustbin.
Yeah.
Nobody in Israel cares what they think. In fact, I don't think Israel is a very powerful country, the dominant power in its region, and increasingly self-sufficient. They care what the occupant of the Oval Office thinks. Beyond that, world opinion is annoying to them, but it doesn't change anything they do.
I want to ask you a follow-up question on that, because I find that to be very interesting. The idea of support for and an alliance with Israel seems to be a politically precarious question for both political parties in our country right now. A lot of people who are Jews or Jewish in the United States of America are Democrats. That's a fact. So they're looking at their Democrat party and they're trying to pay attention to who's willing to support outwardly, because some of the Democrats that are elected are willing to support support Israel, and others are very much vocally against it. But I've even seen, especially lately in the Republican Party, there seems to be questions arising about an appropriate allyship or support of Israel. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on an overarching way about the importance of an alliance with Israel and their role in American foreign policy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when that comes up, when people ask me why should we partner with or support Israel, I mean, I usually come back, and I don't say this to be a smart aleck. I say, well, why wouldn't we? I mean, they're the most powerful country in the region. I mean, their strategic goals, their broadest and highest goals for the region are the same as ours. I mean, they want peace in the region. You know, they don't want aggression. They don't want war. They want the free flow of trade and traffic, you know, and people. Those are our two biggest goals in the Middle East. They don't want the Islamic radicals to develop the capabilities to strike them or the West. Those are our three goals. I mean, it's one of them is defense of the homeland, which is why we destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. I mean, we were on the target list. In fact, we probably were at the top. We want peace in the region, because instability in the region can and usually does lead to very negative things for us. And we want the free flow of travel. We don't want the Persian Gulf shut down or the Suez Canal, because that hurts us. And Israel's goals are the same. And they're not only a burden sharer, they're a burden owner of the military aspects of defending those interests. In fact, what's happened in this partnership is that we're dealing with this president, we're dealing with the diplomatic side, and we're also advancing the economic ties with the countries that should be part of a partnership. You know, Saudi Arabia is classic, and the Israelis are taking care of the bad guys on the ground. So, I mean, why wouldn't we want a relationship with that like that? I don't get it. It advances American national interests. Now, I also usually add, personally, this did not affect my decisions when I was in office, because I was there to represent the people of the United States. I'm highly sympathetic to the Israeli state. And I think when most people learn the actual truth about the background of it, they are too, because it arose out of the ashes of the Holocaust. You know, people say they shouldn't have their own state. Well, the whole reason we had the Zionist movement is that nobody wanted them in their state. I mean, that is literally the truth. They started the Zionist movement because Theodor Herzl and some of the other leaders said, you know, we're never going to be able to live in peace anyplace else, which was true, except for those in the United States, particularly those in Europe. So I could go on for a while. I think a lot of this thinking is uninformed. I don't really blame people for that. It's not like, you know, our schools or the press does a good job of communicating the background here. But to me, it's almost a slam dunk. One other thing, that doesn't mean on the second and third and fourth order questions that we never differ with Israel. Okay. I could give you two or three things right now where there's tension between the United States and Israel over secondary or tactical questions. And you work those out as you do with all of your allies.
Last question for you, and I'm going to employ Senator Talent, if I may, a little strategic ambiguity in my question to you right now.
Okay, you're entitled.
And I'm just trying to glean. I'm just reading X, and my feed is filled with a bunch of things, which means I know a lot of people listening right now are consuming the same things I am consuming, and I really value your opinion on the answer to this question. Is there reason to believe that Israel has ever worked against the best interests of the United States of America?
I would answer that question because I think I understand the thrust of that question. I would answer that question no. I think there is certainly reason. I mean, it's open in some cases to believe, as I said, that they have secondary objectives which are in tension with us. I'll give you one right now. Okay, so Syria. And President's made this pretty clear. We want to have a united Syria. Like the Israelis, we don't want a united Syria that's controlled by Islamic radicals, whether Shia or Sunni. And that's an important enough goal to us that we're willing to run risks to that end that the Israelis don't want to run. They would rather have a Syria that is like broken up into pieces than run a big risk or a substantial risk of one that could become radical. In addition, they have the Druze that live. You've heard of the Druze.
Mm-hmm.
It's a separate religious community, very interesting one. And there are a number of Druze in Israel, and they're very, very good Israeli citizens and have served in the IDF and the rest of it. And the Israelis, they're going to protect the Druze in Syria, including, and they've done it already, by attacking government forces to protect Druze communities. We don't like that. They do it anyway. And so, and you know, the President Trump has the ability, if he really wants to use it. I mean, they attacked Qatar. We didn't like that. And the president made sure that's not going to happen again. So there's a lot of tensions. There are instances when they don't agree with our policy and may do what they want to do. But in terms of are these conspiracy theories true, like they really are infiltrating, that they're behind Epstein or anything like that, those are ridiculous. And really, that's sort of the echoes of the anti-Semitic libels that have come down through the centuries, and often despicable, frankly.
A direct answer to an ambiguous question. I appreciate you, Senator Talent. Thank you for being here with us. We value you very much. Your insight is always appreciated here. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. Former Senator of the United States, Senator from Missouri, Jim Talent, with us right there. And I like that answer. These conspiracy theories are ridiculous. Straight to the point. When we come back, Chairman Jason Smith, who currently represents Missouri's 8th District. He is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. And we're going to talk to him about what maybe a Republican solution to health care might look like. Next on the Annie Fry Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is one of those moments where you may be looking for health insurance, and you're about to find out the reality that millions of other Americans are going to find out as well, that they do not have the resources to cover the astronomically high increases. But here in Washington, we could solve this problem. We could solve it tomorrow. The Republican Party, which has come up with so much money to give tax cuts to corporations and to billionaires, they've found so much money to bail out their friends. Heck, they're bailing out Argentina right now. But for some reason, they don't have the resources to help Americans have affordable health care. Let's stand together. This is not a left or right issue. It's a right or wrong issue. Why would we allow millions and millions of Americans to be put into crisis right now as they look for health coverage? Why would we have a nation in which health coverage becomes more and more a privilege for the wealthier and the more connected, and not for all Americans?
So first question for Senator Spartacus there is, why are you so close to the camera? You're just so close to the camera and so far away from the truth. That's the real question that we have right here, which is why we're bringing our friend and chairman, Jason Smith, representing Missouri's 8th District. You know him here, of course, in the St. Louis area. He's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. I don't know if you were able to hear there Senator Cory Booker talking about how the Republicans have found all this money to bail out their friends. But what Cory Booker is looking for is a real solution to health care. But Representative Smith, isn't the solution to unaffordable health care that's currently in place a Democrat-only past solution to unaffordable health care?
The reason why there's even a debate on these health insurance subsidies is because the Democrats, in a bill that they passed, the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, they had to juice it because the premiums under Obamacare were not working and individuals were going to face really high increases. So they did it in the name of COVID to make it where numerous individuals would not even pay $1 in a subsidy for their own health insurance. And that has led to complete complete fraud and disruptions. I would say that it's not about affordability of healthcare that people should be looking at. It's about access. I represent folks in rural America, rural Missouri, that don't even have access. So it doesn't matter what it costs because they can't get it. Even if it was expensive healthcare, they don't have healthcare. So we need to make sure all Americans have access to healthcare. And of course, we want it to be cheaper. But access, I think, is such a huge priority.
Yeah. You know, when you're talking about access, too, I'm in my mind, I'm hearing more free market competition. And generally speaking, the more free market competition we have, the more affordable it becomes because you're actually competing for people to come to your practice. The Democrat solution for what I would consider, I've got to go back, you know, to 2009, 2010, when we were talking about the Affordable Care Act, or as most people know it, Obamacare. It's pretty bipartisan that people thought the current system for paying for healthcare right now is broken. It needs a fix. The Democrats took it in a very socialistic direction. And what I hear you say is we had to subsidize a subsidized program. The Democrats just are like incestuously subsidizing their own programs right now. And then, of course, when those subsidies go away, it's unaffordable, which means to me, it thinks like I'm thinking that the original solution is not a solution. Do the Republicans have a solution to unaffordable health care?
Well, let's talk about this. Since passage of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, more than 150 hospitals have closed. Less access. And that has happened since they passed their premier healthcare plan. We're talking about these healthcare exchanges. That's what they're talking about with the subsidies. That's 24 million people. Of those 24 million people, Annie, almost a half of them last year did not even file one medical claim. It's because they didn't even know that they were on it. But guess what? Those insurance companies were being subsidized by government dollars. So out of the 24 million, 12 million weren't even participating. But guess what? 167 million Americans are on employer-based healthcare. You have roughly 80 million Americans on Medicaid, 80 million on Medicare. And what the Democrats is shutting down government for is for the 24 million for subsidies to insurance companies. Let's get real. Let's get real about reforms. Anything that creates competition is what Republicans have to be looking at. You want competition. Unfortunately, healthcare is probably the largest lobbying group in Washington, D.C., more than tax. And this is coming from someone who worked on the Big Beautiful Bill, dealt with a lot of those forces coming in whenever you change the tax code. The health lobby is much more significant. And that's why we have such a broken system where Americans have unaffordable healthcare.
So if the problem, it sounds like the problem is foundational in the system we have right now. When Obamacare was passed, when the Affordable Care Act was put into place, what do you think that they expected it to go this direction and that it would materialize the way it did? Is it working according to President Obama's plan, or did it just, was it a failure? It didn't work and we've been trying to put Band-Aids on it ever since.
If you listen to the Democrats, they're even admitting that it's been a failure. That's why they're needing this Band-Aid to be extended, because the health insurance premiums are out of hand. This is all part of the result of Obamacare and what was set up with the exchanges.
Okay, so knowing that, and knowing that the Democrats have been willfully, again today, voting to keep the government shut down, I hear people on the Republican side of the aisle saying that the Democrats are advocating for people who are not legal residents of the United States of America to get health care. Is that a true statement? Are the Democrats fighting for illegal residents in our country to have health care?
Annie, it's unbelievable to actually think that that is a true statement. because it is. It is an absolute true statement. The Democrats' suggestion of keeping government open for 28 days, just for 28 days of a continuing resolution, they demanded numerous items. One thing was, is permanency of those insurance subsidies, which is roughly $400 billion. They asked for another $1 trillion of spending, including $200 billion that will provide health care to illegals. And they wanted to eliminate $50 billion to rural health care. Those were all things filed in their legislation. It is public record of what their alternative was in keeping the government open. They are so out of touch with real America, and they are beholden to people who are not U.S. citizens. They're beholden to big health insurance companies. It's so unfortunate. They say one thing, but they do a complete different.
Yeah. We're listening to Chairman Jason Smith here on the Annie Frye Show. He is Missouri's 8th District Representative. He's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. You're intimately familiar as part of one of the people who helped put it together, the Big Beautiful Bill. I heard another thing that they're trying to do right now is get rid of those work requirements for people who want to take a lot of these benefits that come, like just want you to contribute. If you're an able-bodied, able-minded person, just participate in the system a little bit to access the benefits that the taxpayer is going to fund for you. The Democrats keep using the word leverage, that this is their leverage point. They know that they don't have many, and this is one of them. Do the Democrats really understand the limb they're going out on right now, thinking it's one of their only shots at trying to get something through? Do you think they understand how politically perilous this could be for them?
I think they're starting to figure that out, because when you have presidents of the unions, which is their party base, coming out and saying, guys, open up government, pass this continuing resolution, this clean continuation of funding. Whenever you have their largest backers, their largest donors telling them to open it up, that shows that they're clearly in the wrong direction. And just, I mean, this is the first time in the history of America, Annie, that one party has ever shut down government by refusing to allow a vote on just a continuation of current funding levels. We're just trying to continue funding that was on September 30th to be today until there's an agreement moving forward on the other items.
Okay, so let's talk about, I guess if the Senate were to pass the CR right now, they might extend it, and then the House would have to confirm that again. We're running out of time. You guys are running out of runway now to even negotiate the things that the Democrats even want to negotiate. I'm sure the Republicans have a lot of thoughts and plans on how they'd like to affect these bills as they're going to pass, hopefully by the end of the year. What areas do you want your constituents who are listening here on the Annie Frye Show, do you want taxpayers to understand that you, as the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, like how big of an imprint and an effect can the Republican majority in the House, the Republican majority in the Senate deliver when it comes to how much money this government is spending?
Well, just think about what has happened with the One Big Beautiful Bill. We cut out $1.5 trillion of spending. It's the largest cuts in federal spending in the history of America, which is astonishing. Up until that point, $400 billion was the most that had ever been cut in one single hand. You know, we have a huge spending problem. Everyone knows that. But what I will say is that the President Trump and with passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, we've actually been able to see progress. We've seen 2 months this year in the president's term where we actually had a budget surplus coming into the federal coffers. The month of June, the month of September, we saw a $26 billion surplus in June, which was the first time since June of 2016. It never happened in the prior administration, clearly never happened in the Biden administration. And it was the Obama administration the last time you had a surplus of revenues for 1 month. And then we did it in September. The reason why September we had a surplus of over $120 billion was because of the measures that we had in the Big Beautiful Bill taking effect. That is a step in the right direction. We need it to be 12 months, not just two, but it is definitely progress.
Do you feel confident that it's going to be able to get done? I mean, I feel like if he even had the right amount of time, if they would have agreed to the CR right there in September before we got into this government shutdown mess, you'd have been tight pressed with the timeline in order to make these big negotiations successful. Do you think you guys can get it done?
We'll get it done. We absolutely will get it done at some point. I would say the date will be extended longer than the current one, which is November 21st. But funding government is going to happen. I would say, Annie, that after today, the political reasoning for the Democrats, these elections in Virginia, New Jersey, I mean, Northern Virginia, there's a lot of federal employees. And the Democrats are using this as a political tool to try to hopefully win some elections. After the elections are over with, I think you're going to see them come to the table and get their census. At least five more Democrats will get their census. There's a couple Democrats that have consistently voted every time to move forward, like Mr. Fetterman in Pennsylvania. But they haven't been able to get the 60 votes yet. Hopefully, after tomorrow, they will.
I wanted to ask you one last question before we let you go, and it's about the SNAP benefits. The trajectory of how we've seen people who are receiving these taxpayer-funded benefits. There are certainly people listening in your district and in our listening area right now who are relying deeply on putting food on their table with this program. It's an important program, but it does seem that maybe it's been abused a bit. Is somebody looking into this to refine the way that those SNAP benefits, once they are being disseminated again to the people who need them, to make sure that everybody who is on it actually does need it and qualify for it?
That's what government has to do at every front. You have to be looking at, is there any waste, fraud, and abuse in any program? There's 70 plus different federal welfare programs. And so all of them need to be addressed. Making sure illegals aren't receiving government assistance is, I think, pretty important. In our home state there, Annie, there's roughly 670,000 Missourians who are on the SNAP programs. I represent one of the poorest congressional districts in the nation, not just in the state of Missouri, but in the nation. And we have a lot of people that are struggling. But you know what? A lot of our folks, they refuse to even participate in SNAP that I represent because they're determined to provide for their family and not being reliant on government. We've seen that in numerous aspects, but SNAP is there to help those who need help. I come from a very poor family myself. Like, my grandparents never had running water on the farm that I now call home. And so it's just a way of life that people have experienced, but neighbors helping neighbors, friends helping friends. That's how you get it through.
That's exactly right. And we appreciate you, Chairman Jason Smith, for being with us today. You represent Missouri's 8th District, and we're always grateful for some of your time here on The Annie Frye Show. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Annie.
Of course. Come back soon. That is Chairman Jason Smith. The number I was trying to get from you that I didn't prep for that in this particular instance, but wasn't it like $3 billion a month that was being spent? And it went up to like 11 or 12 billion a month on SNAP.
COVID. Yeah. Nationally?
Yeah, we've talked about this before, and I was trying to not look at my keyboard while I was talking to Jason Smith to get these numbers and type that to you, and I wasn't very good at it. Do you remember those numbers specifically?
Yes, I do. The national number, the national monthly federal budget for SNAP food stamps before Biden was $4.6 billion. After Biden and after his term, they raised it so much that now it's around $11 billion. So more than double.
Almost triple.
Yeah, I guess so.
And when we say before Biden and after Biden, I'd like to know, there's a very important understanding of when that number starts, because COVID is 2020, and that's when everything went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in government programs and subsidies, which we talked a lot with Jason Smith there about the healthcare subsidies. I can't stress enough, folks, how the Affordable Care Act made healthcare not more affordable. And then as the legislature realized that it was not working, they put government subsidies on top of a socialized healthcare-esque program that they implemented, they had to subsidize their subsidy because it wasn't functional. You know what you need to do? You need to repeal and replace. But I will say this as well right now. I don't know what they're going to replace it with. You have to have a better solution than the current devil you know. People can't not have health care.
Right. And that was the whole goal was with Obamacare was get as many people onto the government health care, or at least through the government, that the government was having more and more control over it. And then try to add socialized health care. They haven't been able to do that yet. So we're stuck with this crappy system right now.
Yeah. And you know what it makes me feel like? Cory Booker looking like this.
On the radio, you're like, what?
You and me, Corey. Everybody who's listening knows what Cory Booker face I'm talking about.
Cory Booker face.
He's got the angry eyebrows on.
The CBF is strong with this one. This is exactly how I feel. Cory Booker and I, you and I together, man, soulmates here with that facial expression when it comes to how government is handling its business. Details are a little sketchy and different.
Yeah.
But we meet together with these eyes and these lips that are like looking like they're about to go.
I want you two to have a stare off with that face.
Oh, I think I'm going to lose.
And I want that to be on video.
I don't like to like tease people for the way they look, and I'm not really. I kind of am teasing him for the way he looks.
Well, just in that freeze frame.
But the problem is that Cory, go find the freeze frames of my face that exist on the internet. I'm going to lose that battle every single day. So I'm going to humble myself in that regard. But Cory Booker takes Cory Booker way too seriously. So we got to bring it down. Bring it down. Look at that face. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Baby, fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, we've talked to a congressman in the last segment, Congressman Jason Smith with us, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee representing Missouri's 8th District, a lot about health care and the shutdown. Highly encourage you to check that out. Wherever you get podcasts from, it'll be up there. You can listen on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on YouTube. You can watch the replay on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, whatever you want to do. A different congressman, Brandon Gill, is formally introducing impeachment articles against United States District Judge James Boasberg today. How you feel about that?
About friggin' time.
Super pumped. Mm-hmm.
This guy is an absolute nightmare. He is the opposite of what you would ever want in a judge, matter which side of the aisle.
Fox News reports Republican allies of President Donald Trump have been criticizing Boasberg after news broke that he was the judge who signed off on subpoenas and other measures in former special counsel Jack Smith's probe. Representative Gill said Chief Judge Boasberg has compromised the impartiality of the judiciary and created a constitutional crisis, like an actual one. Mm-hmm. I heard that. He is shamelessly weaponizing his power against the political opponents, his political opponents, including Republican members of Congress, who are faithfully serving the American people within their jurisdiction. Judge Boasberg was an accomplice in the egregious Arctic Frost scandal, where he equipped the Biden DOJ to spy on Republican senators. Won't it be interesting to see if Democrat senators were okay with this?
Well, Democrat senators aren't going to vote to impeach him. This guy is so sleazy.
You don't think that there are Democrat senators who will say, well, this better never happen to me?
Oh, I'm sure some of them will, like Fetterman might.
If there is a place where Democrats are going to depart with the party line, it's going to be in the Senate.
Yeah, that's where it's got to happen. I mean, maybe even with the government shutdown, too. And Fetterman is like the one that's been the most vocal about breaking with the party now. But this Boasberg guy, I mean, this guy is so sleazy. He's the fly sitting there looking at your hamburger, like rubbing his hands together.
You're just talking about that fly that's in here that you're sick of.
No, I am a little bit tired of that fly. But this guy is very, very corrupt. He reminds me of the movie judge that meets in the alley behind the courthouse, like exchanges briefcases. This guy is so corrupt, it's unbelievable. They take every case to him.
Well, let's go to the Senate and see what they have to say right now about the government shutdown, which they did try to vote to end it again today, and the Democrats said no.
Of course, if you look at why we are here in the first place, it's hard to explain. I still don't know exactly what it is they want. We have accommodated a lot of their questions and concerns. They want to have a discussion about health care. We offered that up a long time ago. And, you know, clearly I've talked repeatedly about having a normal appropriations process where we put bills on the floor, open it up to the amendment process, and allow people to have their voices heard and how we fund the government the old-fashioned way. So I'm still at a loss as to what it is exactly they're trying to get out of this. The one thing I do know is as the days roll by, the consequences and pain of the shutdown grow more severe for the American people. And especially if you are a government employee or the family of a government employee who's no longer getting paid, there are more and more stories of people out there who are trying to live paycheck to paycheck. And now you've got the food assistance going away, the SNAP program. You have Head Start and young kids who need to be able to have access to education. That's increasingly at risk. You'll see more and more probably next week with Veterans Day rolling around, Democrats out there posting nice videos and photos with veterans, which most of us probably should and will do. But the better thing they could do is actually support our veterans by opening up the government and allowing these regional offices to get open today, or open again, and allow the GI Bill hotline to start functioning and operating again. There are so many ways in which Americans are impacted by this, and certainly our veterans and our troops come to mind immediately. So I'm hopeful again that this is the week in which the Democrats will conclude that this is not a good thing. And while they may believe politically that it's in their best interest, and obviously we've seen lots of statements that suggest that, it's certainly not in the best interest of the American people. The American people are those who are caught up in the political games being played here in the Senate by the Senate Democrats. All it takes is five of them. We have a bill sitting at the desk, which we voted on repeatedly. It came over from the House of Representatives, meaning that as soon as the Senate passes it, it goes directly to the President. He will sign it into law. The government will reopen. And all these adverse consequences that are being experienced by people across this country will go away. That's all it takes. Five more Democrats, five Democrat senators with the courage to take on their political base and their leaders. and to do what's in the best interest of the American people.
Mr. Leader, walk us through the play call here, the potential play call here, the idea that there might be some sort of agreement to move the CR to a later date in January, vote Thursday night, Friday night, something like that. And is there a disagreement between the date between the Senate and the House?
Well, there, I think, obviously, since we are now into November and the CR, we've lost 5 weeks. So the November 21 deadline no longer makes a lot of sense. So clearly it would have to be extended. And there is a conversation around what that next deadline would be. But the hope and expectation would be that we could get appropriations bills on the floor, get them considered and passed, so that we can fund the government through the normal appropriations process.
All right, so you have been watching Leader Thune speak live on Capitol Hill. He's been in closed-door meetings trying to make something happen here.
So Fox is going back to America Report, so we're going to break back in there. The interesting part of what we're seeing there from Senator Thune is, at least, maybe it's been said before and I haven't seen it yet, but he's saying obviously the November 21st date is useless. And then the question from, was it Chad Pergram or Ryan Schmelz? It's hard to tell. They talked about January. And that's kind of weird to me that I didn't even consider. I've always just thought that you fall off a cliff at the end of the year. But I guess you don't. You keep passing a CR until you don't. So, I don't know. Do we want to see this get done before Christmas? I guess there are all artificially imposed deadlines. If you can CR till the cows come home,
yeah,
that's what they've been doing.
They'll
anyway.
Have to, because they're going to take a Christmas break too.
Well, the government is still shut down. We'll update you at 2:05 to see if it's open then. Don't go away.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad.
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.